Hello?
Yeah, you got cut off.
I got cut off. I think you're talking. Are you talking on the mobile?
Yeah. Because it started going to rain.
That's what I thought. You were talking on the phone all day, probably, my friend. You're a busy man. I still need to take that 10 minutes from you, man.
No. What I'm saying, I was talking, but the phone, your phone. I'm not on the mobile. This is a.
Oh, you think it was me? But now you sound much better than before.
Yeah, I think it was a bad connection.
All right. Let's hope this time is good enough. Yeah. Okay, let's do it again, my friends. Anyway, Shaggy, nice to have you on the show, man. Great.
All is well, man. Must it.
Respect. This is Stockholm, Sweden, the Reggae Attack Show, Ashman with you.
Yeah, man.
My question to you still is, you know, everybody speak about Shaggy moved to New York in an early age and got involved in the music, but I just want to let the listeners know what Shaggy been up to when he was in Jamaica.
Well, Jamaica, it was a situation where I used to go all the dances, you know, like Skateland, and, you know, I'm just like any young boy in Jamaica who have a favorite sound system.
Okay.
But as far as getting into music professionally, I mean, I would say that really started from New York.
All right. So you think going to New York, you think it's changed your ways of doing music? Would you be doing the same thing if you stayed in Jamaica and you still approach the music the same way?
I mean, it's hard to tell, you know. I mean, my influences were rooted in Jamaica, of course. But when I got to New York, I was around music a lot more, and you know, a lot of people were directly involved in music.
Okay.
I mean.
So one more question for you is that everybody knows exactly that you've been on the army and so on. Actually, my interest is not about the army itself, but do you think the army has anything to do with the way you approach music? You know, like just the way you do business and so on.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've definitely been in the military, definitely instilled the discipline.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But as far as creatively, I don't think it had much of an impact on me creatively.
I mean, lyrics-wise and so on.
No, not creatively, but definitely as far as professionally, you know what I mean? As far as being on time, you know, being prompt, you know what I mean? Working long hours, yeah, you know what I mean?
Being professional, really.
On your professionalism, yeah.
Okay, I hear you. Tell me about the Big Yacht label. The Big Yacht has been around, what, from the 90s, I would say?
Yeah, it's been around for a while now. We've going strong for a hot minute, you know what I mean? It was a brainchild of myself and Robert, and we just always wanted to have a label that we can basically keep going within the core dance hall and keep good music coming out of it.
Okay, did you start the Big Yacht before you really bust as a big artist, or is it something that you were...
No, it was afterwards that we did it.
Okay, came much after.
I mean, we started another label from before... before we bought, so it was a label by the name of Pedigree.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Robert and I did one, and he had another one called Livingston.
All right.
You know what I mean? So after Carolina, we decided to just open one and call it Big Yacht.
The Big Yacht.
I mean, where, you know, both of us would be involved in it.
What's the goal with your Big Yacht? I mean, you see the yacht, you know, there's new labels coming out of Jamaica every day, to be honest with you. But you've been there from day one with Big Yacht. What's your goal? What's your vision? What you really see the Big Yacht up to?
My thing is to make Big Yacht be a brand, much like how King James is a brand. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Is
our taxi label. It's a brand, you know what I mean? We want Big Yacht to be a brand.
I know you have two brand new rhythms right now on the street as we speak that we just got hold on recently.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so is it...
And it must be that standard, you know, when you hear about the Big Yacht label, I put out a rhythm, you just want to buy what is on that label. You don't even have to hear it.
For sure. It's not just about the dancehall thing on the Big Yacht, I guess. It's mixed.
Yeah.
Everything with the one drop too.
The one drop them, the international music, you just know that the product is coming out and there's a certain standard where the product is concerned.
I hear. No Big Yacht, respect, you know, big label for real. And moving on from the Big Yacht, Ninja Man. How come you choose to work with Ninja Man?
Well, I mean,
there's enough artists in Jamaica. How did you just like pick on the man, Ninja? He's the man who's going to come back to the scene.
Well, I've always been a fan of Ninja Man, you know, no matter how it goes. I mean, one of the best Clash DJs ever, if not the greatest, you know what I mean? But when I did Church Eden and I was thinking about the video, you know what I mean, the concept that I wrote, the first thing comes to mind is Ninja Man, and if I couldn't get Ninja Man to do it, then I don't think I could, that concept could come to life. And he came in and he did it, you know what I mean, and when he did it, you know what I mean, that followed up with him just coming through with a song and the whole thing just jumped off and he was back in the people's face overnight.
Yeah, man, Ninja Man, big artist, big entertainer, you know.
Yeah, man, the boss, man, the boss.
For real. Let's hope you see that Big Yacht bringing some of those old school artists back on the scene again. You think it's possible?
Well, Yeah, because I wanted to say we started work with Josie Whale the other day too, you know. I mean, we did a couple of things with Josie Whale, and you know, he's probably one of the more colorful characters in dancehall too. So
can't wait to hear that, man.
Yeah, man, wicked. I mean, we'd love to get like a super cat back in, you know.
Yeah, man, super cat. Moving on from speaking of reggae music, do you think, you know, like now you live in the US and you know how reggae is heading and so on, do you believe that reggae music could still be blast internationally, like keeping it raw, authentic, you know what I mean? Or do we have to mix it up with R&B and hip hop and pop and so on to get it to reach certain way, certain standard or a certain level? Do you think we have to do that? We can still keep it raw like it is, you know what I mean? We can still go places.
No, you can keep it authentic, you know, but at the same time, the songs have to have a certain amount of mass appeal to it, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, this two songs, like we put out a Bonafide Girl on the Shanty Rhythm, and then we put out Move Hype. Move Hype is more of a very underground basis kind of song, you know what I mean? You put that song out, you know you're only going to go so far because there's a language barrier there. A lot of people won't be getting what it is saying and understand. But then you put a song like Bonafide Girl on the same rhythm, you know what I mean? That is more of a song that can be a commercial success, but at the same time, it will actually captivate the respect of the core audience at the same time. So
okay.
I think you can do that, you know what I mean? But we have to be careful on the type of songs we put on these beats.
So you're targeting, like, with two songs, you're targeting two different audience kind of thing, two different...
Well, it wasn't, you have to understand, with Bonafide, with Move High, we put out that song first as
right.
just a dance or a juggle. What happened is a lot of DJs were feeling the song internationally, so we decided to do another song that can, one, keep the core market,
okay.
and... capture right. the mainstream market at the same time. So, and that's what Bonafide Girl was about, you know what I mean? All of the DJ them who love Move Hype, seeing they like Bonafide Girl too.
They go along kind of thing.
Yeah, they might like Move Hype better because it's a harder tune, but them still like Bonafide Girl. It's not like them don't like it either.
I guess that's the way you do it, you know what I'm saying? That sounds good to me. And one more thing, I guess you're in touch. I mean, I'm not going to... I'm probably guessing that you're very in touch with what's happening in Jamaica when it comes to reggae music. You know what's going on in Jamaica. You're following the scene. So which artist do you really believe that it could take, you know, reggae to the next level out of Jamaica? Forget about what's happening in the U.S. or a producer. Or who do you think you really can
There's a lot of people making a lot of waves right now, you know. I mean...
Can you give us a name or two?
A lot of artists have a lot of... potential, you know what I mean? I really like Assassin. I think that Assassin has everything that it takes to actually really capture the mainstream. You know, he's got an incredible style. He's a great lyricist. He's a writer. Not only that, he's a very marketable-looking person.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So he's got the whole ball and chain to make it happen if he desires to, but it takes a lot of work and dedication. You know what I mean?
For real.
So there's a whole part of artists out there, just, you know what I mean? The basic thing with the Shaggy and a Sean Paul kind of set the pace, so you know, the blueprint is there, so it ain't nothing for you to just follow the map, you know?
Okay. Yeah, we had Assassin actually over in Sweden recently, and he did really good, and he had a wicked European tour. He got a really good response and thing. Okay, Jamaica still. The Batman lyrics and the gun thing is back in the reggae, man. What do you think about that?
Well, music got you at fears now.
I mean, it's been out since back in the days, but it disappeared, and now it's back again. What do you
think? That's what I'm saying. It goes through a fears, you know what I mean? At one point, you know, the Firebun thing was going on, and it was a very dark era for dancehall, and then Elephant Man came in, and everybody started to dance and have fun, and it became a very light. And then now you have, you know, Killer and Movada come back again, and, you know, now it's dark, you know what I mean? It just takes one artist to come with something and just turn it around.
All right, but don't you see it like a negative thing?
It is negative, but in every music there is negativity, you know what I mean? But there's negatives and good side. As much as you say it is negative, there's a lot of good music coming out of dancehall at the same time, you know what I mean? Taurus Riley is making some incredible songs, you know what I mean?
For real.
You have people like Morgan Heritage that's making some incredible songs, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, the press is going to focus on the negative. So as a negative will basically sell more papers.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. So it's up to the people actually to choose, you know, what they want to really listen
to. What they want to read, and, you know, it's just a matter of time. It will come back right around where somebody going to come with something and just change the game, you know.
Okay. All right. I hear you. Moving from Jamaica to Europe, have you been working with any, like, European artists? You know, we have enough European artists coming through, even producers and so on, enough rhythm.
I don't put none of that behind, you know. I mean, if I have to do a tune, I do a tune, you know. I mean, I have no problem. It all depends on the tune. If I like the tune, I do it. If I don't, I don't.
But you haven't really been approached with any European producers or so on?
Yeah, one and two man come with some things, but if I don't like the song, I like the song. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like,
I hear you.
Like Lumidi, you come with a tune, and she's not European, but she came with a song, and I thought the song was cool, so I did it, you know what I mean?
Okay, so it depends on the vibes, where you can get out of it.
The vibe, yeah, whatever I can get from the album. Some people might want to just do a song with somebody, and you just ain't feeling that, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to kind of beat yourself to try to get it going.
All right, I hear you. Internet download, moving to the internet thing. What do you think? Do you think the internet is doing reggae music a favor, or do you think it's like killing the music, especially with the 45? You're a label boss.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know, you cannot fight technology. Technology is technology, you know what I mean? Everybody's going to want to get music. It is certainly easy and accessible. I like the fact that I can go on my iTunes and buy music. My problem with iTunes is I can't get the type of music I want. You know what I mean? So the thing is fine, you know what I mean? It's technology. You can't run from that at all.
But you don't see like it's killing really the sales. I mean, I'm just speaking of the 45
sales. I mean, it is killing the sales. And 45 is, you know, I don't think that the download killed the 45 sales. I think CD killed the 45 sales.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Because the rumor is going around that, you know, almost in Jamaica, they're almost going to decide now to stop making 45. And I'm just telling them how it's going to be with no 45s in reggae. It don't sound the same anymore.
Yeah, it don't sound the same. But, you know, most of these, even these DJs who are playing sound system, they're playing MP3s. You know what I mean?
True that.
A lot of them are Serato. You know what I mean? They just sit down there and download a song. A whole people don't really buy 45. And a lot of sound money now buy 45 again.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Which is just what it is. It's technology, you know what I mean?
But let's hope the big yard people don't stop pressing down 45, man.
No,
because
we're still out there trying to support it. Yeah, we're going to press 45 no matter what's going on. Because we have a press. We have one press. So we can press 45 as much as possible, you know what I mean? But and there'll always be a market. It's just like when restaurant came into play, you know what I mean? People didn't stop cooking, did they?
No, I hear you.
I mean, it was the same thing, you know what I mean? You know, people have always want 45, it just won't be that big demand.
Okay.
It's just like the record market split, you know what I mean? Back in the days when your parents and my parents was listening to music, they had nothing but to go to a movie theater, right, and buy records, you know? Now you have video games and you have all these other things, DVDs, all these other things, you know, iTunes, all these things that come out now that distract kids, you know what I mean, people from just being one thing, you know. The entertainment media is such a large one now.
So I guess we just have to use the internet to benefit from it somehow. Find a way out to benefit from it.
But it gives you an opportunity to actually make you work harder, because at the end of the day, you know, you're not competing. You know, music is competing with videos. Videos are competing with video games, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And we're all competing with the internet.
Right. You know? Right.
So when it used to be the greatest pastime to just buy records and CDs and all of that, now the greatest pastime is to surf the net. You know what I mean? So if an artist isn't really a star, so to speak, you know what I mean, and isn't interesting.
So you see the internet like you're benefiting somehow from having the internet around and so
well,
on.
Well, we can all benefit from the internet if we know how to work it.
How to work it out.
It is all about accessibility.
For where?
If it's accessible to you, then you can make it happen.
Okay. Before we talk about the new album and making music, you as an artist, I mean, I heard you from way, way back from the early 90s on dancehall beat, and then, you know what I mean, things start happening, and then it came in the R&B and hip-hop. What do you prefer, really, as a reggae artist to be working with? I mean, if you're doing reggae, would you be happy to work with the dancehall beats or the one drop? I mean, how do you see it? How do you approach making music?
No, I'm a man that like innovative. There's no two shaggy song that sounds the same, you know. So, for me, you know, I like very crazy, innovative beats. You know what I mean? I mean, when I came with Church Eden, I didn't just come with a typical dancehall beat. You know what I mean?
That sounded different.
Yeah, everything sounded different. The vibe of it was different. I don't like, you know, when you hear bombastic the first time, you was like, what the fuck is this? But at the end of the day, it was incredible.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? That is the type of music I like to make. Something a little bit eclectic. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Different from the rest.
Yeah, man.
I hear you. Talk to me about the new album. You know, you have the new album coming out. Is it VP Records putting it out?
Yeah, well, what we did was a giant venture. It's coming out on Big Yard.
Okay, it's a Big Yard VP.
A Big Yard, yeah.
Can I ask you what happened to Big Brother? I know you've been signing for some big record label and you weren't too happy with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've tried working with them all through the past and it just didn't work in my favor. So I decided at this time that I must try some independent, you know, go the independent road. I just want to have more control over what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And with the big companies, they spend big dollars so that they want you to have control.
Okay.
Right. In this situation, I pay the cost to be the boss, you know.
I understand. So how was the vibes on your album? Tell the listeners out there, the album's out, I think, sometimes November, beginning of
November,
middle of November.
13, it should be out, you know what I mean? Intoxication is the title, where people like... collaboration with Calibots and Sizzla, Wicked Chunka and Mad World. Remember that Chunka, What's Love with Akon.
Okay.
Of course, Bonafide Girl with Rick Rock, and they have a Raven, Shaggy and Raven combination, of course. Producers are Tony Kelly, you know what I mean, Christopher Burr, Sting International, Robert Livingston, you know what I mean, and GC, you know, a couple of my in-house crew.
Well, we have just strictly reggae thing, we have some R&B, hip-hop kind of vibes in there, was it strictly reggae thing?
Majority reggae, but, you know what I mean, it mix up, of course. You know, me a boy, I'm going to keep one thing straight, so.
Listen, everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything for it, you know.
All right.
You know, whatever, when we give a different flavor, it's like a wicked theme, it's going to be a little bit abstract, but you're going to be like, wow, what is that?
All right, we love to hear it, man. We can't wait for the album to come out, you know what I mean? And we wish you all the best still, you know what I mean? And one more thing, the album, have you just been doing that in New York or have you been up in Jamaica doing stuff in Jamaica with it?
Yeah, we'll go between. We're there everywhere now, you know what I mean? I was in London the other day, I'm in New York now, I'm going back to Jamaica tomorrow, so I'm all around. It's all.
How often are you in Jamaica? Or you just
I live there.
Oh, you live in Jamaica?
Yeah.
All right, so you're just up and down the place, really?
Yeah, man, everywhere, man.
So I'm just a lucky guy to catch you up in one place right
sure,
now.
Man, sure, man.
Tell me about the tour days. Album, before the album, after the album, what's going on tour
we're
days?
We're not really doing a tour thing right now, but what we really are doing is market and promote the album. We're going flying as much places to do as much promotion as possible. I think we can really, look at touring for next year.
Okay, we just hope one of the promoters over in Sweden can grab you and bring you over and mash up the place.
Sweden is a place of a rich money.
I hear you. You pass one through one time with just like a special guest thing, mash up place, and you're gone.
Yeah, man.
I'll never see you again. Let's hope we find you back in here again, man.
Yeah, man. Lovely, man.
Respect, man. Nice to have you on the show, man.
All right.
You know, respect.
Yeah, man. Bless.
All right. One more thing. Can you do a jingle? Because we're recording this, actually. Can you do a drop for the radio show we do? That'd be lovely, man. The show is called Reggae Attack on MRS 90.5. My name is Ashman.
Yo, Ashman Lodge. Reggae Attack, 95.1.
What is it, 95.1?
Yeah, 90.5.
90.5, big station, rule the nation, bombastic, fantastic. Shug it!
Respect, my brother.
All right, blood.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, man. Respect. Bye-bye.